Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joe Patrick covers the Braves for us. He's our Braves insider, and he joins us this morning on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Hey, Joe.
Hey, good morning, guys.
So, Joe, how excited are you about this here Braves game today?
Oh, man, I'm obviously really excited. You know, I've spent these last couple of days just kind of thinking back to how we got here. You know, it was just kind of amazing to sit back and think about the conversations that we were having on this show a couple months ago, you know, two or three months ago, wondering whether a season was going to happen, whether how many games we played, would he get stopped midway. And at one point, you know, at some point it did look like it was on the brink of getting stopped, but it's pretty miraculous that we're finally here. And, you know, of course, the Braves were the favorites to win the division coming into the season, despite the fact that they suffered all kinds of, you know, traumatic injuries that affected both the morale and the actual talent on the team. They still persevered and got here. And, it's going to be a fascinating series, this one, to watch, because it really is truly a matchup of a team with great starting pitching that's really carried by their starting pitching in the Cincinnati Reds versus a team like the Braves, who's the complete opposite, who is just hoping to get serviceable amounts of time out of the pitching and then hopefully can out-hit the Reds. So it's going to be a fascinating matchup between these two teams, and it's going to be really interesting, honestly, to see how this, if this noon start time is going to affect anything in this game today, because it is kind of odd, and you just wonder if the players will, you know, be prepared to play in such a big game at such an unusual time.
You know what? I'm kind of curious about that, because, you know, especially going into the playoffs, what changes in the playoffs versus the regular season, and how comfortable do you feel like the Braves are dealing with these new changes, if there are any?
Yeah, you know, I think that the changes are going to affect every team in baseball the way that the playoffs are laid out this year, in terms of the congested, you know, schedule time frame that they have to squeeze these games in, and the fact that there won't be any off days. Obviously, the Braves are going to be affected by that as well, and they're going to have to be testing kind of the depths of the starting pitching that they maybe don't really have. But, you know, every team's going to be affected by that, and I think it actually helps the Braves that if they can advance past this round, they're going to start seeing, like, weaker starting pitching than they would typically in a regular postseason, where they might only go up against the top three guys in other teams' rotations. Now they might be able to see fourth, even fifth starters potentially if they can make it beyond this one. But they're going to face three really tough starters if they have to face all three from the Cincinnati Reds in this series. And it starts with Trevor Bauer, who has the lowest ERA in the National League. Granted, he did it against some weaker opposition than, you know, he may have been able to put up if he were playing in the Braves division going against NL and AL East teams. But, you know, more credit to him. We all know he's a great pitcher. And he was already starting to talk the trash a little bit yesterday, so maybe adds a little another exciting wrinkle to this one.
Joe Patrick is our Braves insider. He joins us on the WaitForIt.com hotline. So, Joe, we're asking on our Twitter this morning a Twitter poll, and I'm going to ask you the question. What is your confidence level in the Braves going into this series against the Cincinnati Reds? Is it cursed and out, worried by a dog, or we got this?
You know, I would say we got this. Like, I mean, that's the bucket that I would be in, because I think the Braves, if you look at how they match up against the Reds this go around, you know, a lot of times we've talked about these last couple of years with the Braves, them being relative newcomers to the postseason. And this year, it's kind of the opposite. It's the Braves who are the ones that have a lot of that postseason experience, that they were there last year. A lot of those same players are obviously there this year. They've got their feet wet in those big time situations, and we saw last year how effective Ronald Acuna was in the postseason. He came up. He was not really hitting great toward the end of last season. Came into the postseason, and that's just where he performed his best. When the lights are brightest, out Ronald Acuna is going to be his best. And so I really think that the Braves are going to really perform well. I don't think they're going to feel pressure from those expectations. Obviously, the issue is just going to be, can they hit the red starting pitching? And I think that this team, this lineup, it's not just that they're able to hit the baseball hard. It's the fact that these guys are smart hitters, experienced hitters. They're able to work counts. It's something that has actually frustrated Trevor Bauer before with the Braves. The fact that they're able to foul off lots of his pitches, and he hasn't really in his history pitching against the Braves, he hasn't actually been able to get through that many innings because the Braves have just worked him so well. And then the Braves hit bullpens incredibly well, especially in those late innings. So I like the Braves in this series. I know that the starting pitching really does scare a lot of people, and it's certainly a concern. But I think with what you have in the Braves lineup, plus the fact that if the starting pitching does go awry, the Braves bullpen is one of their biggest strengths. And I think that they're well-equipped with what they've gone through this year to deal with situations where a starter might not go as long as they would have hoped, and they have to go to a longer bullpen outing. I think that they have experience in doing that, and that's going to give them confidence when something like that might arise in this series or next series or whenever it happens in this postseason. I think that they'll be well equipped to handle that, and I think that they're just going to look like the team that's the more experienced, more confident team going through this series.
So am I hearing you correctly? So the Braves shouldn't change the way that they approach things at the plate, even though it is Trevor Bauer. They should just go ahead and just keep trying to smash the baseball?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's worked for them this far. I don't like trying to change things up that have worked for you, even if they might seem, you know, maybe if the strategy with whatever it is seems like something you shouldn't do in a certain situation. If it's worked before, if it's gotten you success in the past, there's not really a great reason I can think of as to why changing up strategies would be beneficial for you at this point. So I think that the Braves are going to go out there and, yeah, they just do what they've always done.
They're rolling line. We're ready for the start.
Baseball players are so, they're so into just keeping things consistent day to day. I think they'll just go out there. They'll feel free and loose and play their game. And I think if they do that, they're confident that they're going to win.
I tend to agree with you, Joe. I mean, one of the things that's true about this team is that a lot of teams might get to a starting pitcher who dominates them, say, through five or even six innings, and they start to, you know, panic a little bit in the dugout about how they're going to try to manufacture a run against him. A lot of teams might also panic if they got behind 3-0 or 4-1 or 6-1, you know, through two innings or five innings. Neither is true of this team. You can shut them down for five or six innings, and they're sitting in the dugout just going, okay, when's this going to begin? And they could be down 6-1 going, okay, when's this going to begin? I think they have full faith in this lineup that they're going to be able to bail themselves out of any situation.
Yeah, I think they have total confidence. And, you know, I keep going back to something that Travis d'Arnaud said about a week ago or so. He was just talking about this lineup, and it's just every player in the lineup, when every player has confidence in the guy behind them, which this lineup does, it makes everybody more effective because it doesn't put a lot of pressure on, say, a Freddie Freeman, like he's got to be the one, or a Ronald Acuna, or any one of these guys that feel like they have to be the guy that hits the big homer or drives in a run in a certain situation or whatever. They are just focused on doing their best in that at bat, and if they get on base with a walk, so be it. You know, if whatever happens, happens, but they always have confidence that the guy behind them is going to pull through. And so that just makes you a more effective hitter yourself. So I think it's really something that's going for the Braves, and I think it's going to carry them through this series.
We're talking with Joe Patrick. He is our Braves expert. So, Joe, I'm going to ask you, who in that lineup is going to be, in your estimation, against this Reds team, kind of the key guy? Because you can make a case for just about it. Well, you can make a case for every single player. But as you look at this lineup to really kind of jumpstart it, who is it? Really Freddie? Is it really Ozuna? Or is it somebody else that you say, look, wait for the big hit from Dansby or d'Arnaud or Ozzie? I mean, again, you can pick just about anybody.
Yeah, I think that's right. That's exactly what I would say. I would say Dansby Swanson, for me, is the guy who he always seems to come up in very key situations. It's happened all year long, and he's consistently come through to his credit. So I think that he's going to be so important for this team. And anything you can get from the bottom of the lineup, production you get from those six, seven, eight hitters or nine hitters now that you've got a DH, that's so important. And it's kind of added value. And I think that that's really where the Braves have succeeded, maybe more than any other place in the lineup, is that they've gotten those big hits from those guys in the lineup. And I expect them to come up in big situations. And I think that they're going to perform. They've done it all year. And again, I just don't see a reason why to expect anything different.
Fill in the blanks here, Joe Patrick. The Braves win if?
If they hit. This team has always going to have been a team that was going to have to hit in this playoffs to win. We know that their starting pitching is going to be kind of it's not going to blow anybody out of the water. Even if you get six great innings from Max Fried, that's just kind of what I think you would maybe not expect, but that's not special for the playoffs. Every team's going to have starting pitchers that can do really well at times. The Braves are going to have to hit. The Braves are going to have to hit, and I think they're going to do that. It's pretty simple. I wish I had a more detailed explanation, but I think that if they hit, they're going to win.
Well, Joe, you say we got this. Hugh says we got this. I say we got this, and I hopefully we got this because we could really use that shot in the arm here in Atlanta. Thanks, Joe.
All right. Thanks, guys.
You the man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.